With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Stocks are rising on Wall Street and around the world to recover some of the historic losses since last week when President Trump announced sharp increases in taxes on goods imported to the U.S. Economist Stephen Moore spoke with Salem Radio saying it's a matter of fairness.
There's a lot of hypocrisy going on here with these self-righteous Brits and the Europeans and the, you know, some of these Asian countries saying, oh my gosh, how dare Donald Trump, you know, propose these tariffs, and yet they have tariffs that are 3 to 4 times higher than ours are.
Overseas markets rose sharply, and the price of U.S. crude oil rose a bit after touching its lowest level in 4 years. One Nation China says it will fight to the end and take countermeasures against the United States to safeguard its own interests after President Trump threatened an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports. Also at SRNNews.com, after days of unrelenting downpours, swelled rivers to near record levels across Kentucky. Residents closely monitoring waterways for signs they're cresting or even receding in hopes that widespread cleanup can finally start. Persistent storms have killed at least 23 people since last week. Iran and the U.S. will hold initial talks as the Trump administration seeks to halt Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. BBC correspondent Lise Doucette.
Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi described the negotiations as indirect and high level, even though the U.S. president had said direct talks were already taking place. Abbas Araghchi called this an opportunity, but also a test. The ball is in America's court, he wrote on social media. Mr. Trump said that if the talks about Iran's nuclear program did not succeed, Iran would be in great danger.
BBC correspondent Lise Doucette. This is SRN News. President Trump restores federal funding to a pair of pro-life states.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has dismissed a gender discrimination lawsuit filed by a professor and minister who lost her bid to become the first woman serving as senior pastor of a prominent New York City congregation. Ebony Turman was among the candidates interviewed by leaders of the 217-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in the search for a successor to longtime pastor Calvin Butts. After not being a finalist, Turman sued the church. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security telling people who entered the country using a Biden online app to go home immediately.
The agency doesn't say how many of the 900,000 people who use the CBP One app are being shown the door. The app was a key tool of President Biden's open border strategy. Upon taking office, President Trump quickly reversed course. He took the app down and set to work on securing the border against a flood of illegal aliens and deadly drugs. As a result, illegal crossings have plunged to record lows. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Public health officials say a daycare facility in a Texas county that's part of the measles outbreak has multiple cases, including children that are too young to be fully vaccinated. West Texas in the middle of the still-growing measles outbreak with nearly 500 cases now. The highly contagious virus began to spread in late January. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.